أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا الذين اتخذوا دينكم هزوا ولعبا من الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم والكفار أولياء واتقوا الله إن كنتم مؤمنين. The ayah that we read yesterday, the completion of it is a different aspect that Allah Ta'ala is referring to, and the subject matter is still the same. That is, not to keep friends with the non-believers, not to have love for them, not to have their companionship. This aspect in which Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, e iman walo, O those who have iman, لا تتخذوا الذين اتخذوا دينكم هزوا ولعبا. مت بناؤ ان لوگوں کو جو ٹھہراتے ہیں تمہاری دین کو ہنسی اور کھیل. Don't take those people who have made your religion a joke and some entertainment, لعب, some playthings, etc. Those who take your deen as a light thing, and they say they're not serious. Deen is a very serious matter, and we can understand that, like from the time of mort, when a person is dying, then he is in a complete different world, and from this world he goes to the other world, and it is only deen that will help a person at that time. And of course in the akhirat, very clearly it is only deen. So those who make a joke about all these things, that like the kuffar used to laugh and make a joke, take an old bone and say that is Allah going to bring this bone back to life that is completely decomposed, how will Allah Ta'ala bring it back to life again? Or many other things like that with regard to the reality of Jannat and Jahannam. Kuffar make a mockery out of that also. And they say that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just lured the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum into all the namas of Jannat, but there is no Jannat like that. But so those who believe and do things like that, do not accompany, do not keep friends with them, do not have love for them, because those very effects will come in you also. You will also start doubting, etc. مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. وہ لوگ جو کتاب دیے گئے تم سے پہلے. And this is from those people who were given the kitabs before you, the Torah, the Injil, etc. Whatever other kitabs and other people there were who followed their deen, which Allah Ta'ala had given them. وَالْكُفَّار, or na kafiruku, and neither take any of the kuffars, all of them awliya, apna dost, don't make them your friend. That is, don't befriend them and don't be associate with them. How much as far as business is concerned or other necessary matters, that is in order. But to befriend them, mawalat, this is not permissible. And mudarat is in order, that is, if we make some sort of outward friendship to invite them to Islam, that will be all right. And in muamalat, in business dealings, we can deal with them, that is permitted. But mawalat, to befriend them and have friendship from the heart and have bosom friends, that is not permitted at all. And then Allah Ta'ala again sound the great warning of caution. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. اور درو اللہ سے اگر ہو تم ایمان والے. And keep on fearing Allah Ta'ala if you are really the people of iman. That is, observe these commandments of Allah Ta'ala which He gives you. Observe them properly and correctly. So if you have got that iman, and your and iman means that your object of life is the akhirah, and you want that success, and your object of life is Allah Ta'ala and His commandments, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sunnah, then keep on fearing Allah and do not befriend, do not become close to these non-believers. May Allah Ta'ala give us the proper understanding of our deen and the tawfiq to practice upon it. Wa akhiru da'wana.